from this album.
Blog Talk Radio.
Diva Mary Kate, 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 Diva Mary Kate. Welcome to Diva Spot, 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 welcome to Diva Spot. You're tuned in to that on the spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. That laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay. Mary Kate, Diva Mary Kate, Mary Diva Mary Kate, Mary Diva Mary Kate, Mary Kate.
I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one. I'ma be the one when I'm done.
Higher.
If I made it this far, I'll go
higher.
If I made it this far, I can make
it anywhere.
If I made it this far, I'll. If I made it this far, I'll go anywhere.
Make it anywhere, places you ain't never there. Catch me in the drop top, places that I'm very near. I'm a hood nigga, yes, I'm really heavy there. I play my cards right, so my blessings everywhere. I'm on the move, so no one can ever bring me down. I won't stop till my name is sitting on the crown. Pain in my heart, trying not to make a sound. Trying to find myself, so I'm looking all around. I'm on a mission, so I'm headed to the tip top. To be known everywhere regarding hip hop. I go hard, so you never ever see me fall. I'm God's child, I gotta answer his giving call.
I'ma give it all. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one, I'ma be the one when I'm done. When I make it higher, if I made it this far, I can take it higher. If I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far, if I made it this far, I'll go anywhere, 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 anywhere.
Since I made it this far, the only way to go is up. You hate is mad, you only think it's beginner's luck. Truthfully, I can say, I don't give a fuck. But you hate is here for a reason, go ahead and live it up. I'm trying to reach the stars, man, I feel I'm getting close. I feed off my team of ones who really care the most. I'm on the uprising, no, I ain't no friendly ghost. I want to be the next best, don't really mean to boast. I gotta go hard, man, so I strive for it. Ain't no turning back, the only way to go is forward. I'm banking on you niggas who really planned it out. I'm on the uprise, homie, just gotta plan it out. If it's meant to be, God will really make it happen. Until then, I'm on the grind, never catch me slacking. I'm a lone soldier, moving like a fucking captain. This is real talk, nigga, you never catch me acting.
I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world one thing.
Mike, check.
Check 1 2 1 2. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays. Y'all know what it is. March 4th, 2011. We going down. We got something special for y'all tonight on Frontline Fridays. We got spoken word artists, crosswords that's coming through. Also, we got Local Thug coming through that's going to rip the track. He got this joint, this cut that we're going to play tonight. Y'all know how we do. Each and every Friday is Frontline Fridays where all the new music live, where all the hot music live. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. You can also chop it up and listen to us live online right now. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT, and you live in the chat room with us, getting it in, make yourself heard. We gonna go ahead and get some love from the hotlines. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and rep your movement. Let's go to the hotlines to open it up right now and get it in, man. Let's see who we got. 973-651. Chucky B, is that you, my G?
Hey, you know what it is. What's the deal, everybody? How you?
What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah. Definitely, man. What's going on, man? How you, B?
I already know. Grinding, baby. Grinding. 24/7. 365 days a year. I woke up out of my sleep and called somebody because I forgot to do something this morning. That's crazy, man.
Hey, yeah, you be like that. But, yeah, most definitely not calling, man. You know, see the show by the day. Hey, man, listen, I wanted to send a shout out. A couple of peoples, man. Send a shout out, man. First off, Brick City all day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Brooklyn, you know, my peoples out there, man. Bad Style, you know. Shout out to, you know, National Career Institute, man, you know, Evergreen. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you know, we just definitely, you know what I'm saying, on the movement, B. You feel me? Just bigger and better things, you know what I'm saying?
That's definitely what's up, man. We definitely got to get them shout-outs going on, man. Evergreen got a situation going over there, Evergreen Career Institute. They got a situation that can help a couple of our brothers and sisters out. Why don't you go ahead and lay that out for us so we can, because it's each one teach one here, baby.
Yeah, first off, you know, I'm going to let y'all know right now, man. It's Chucky B, man. Brick City, man. You don't know me, man. You know, somebody you know me. You know what I'm saying? You know, a little medical assistant thing, man. Medical fair popping off type heavy right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my bras out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, come get that. 34 Evergreen, man. National Career Institute, East Bronx, New Jersey, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, 6-month course, man. You know, nationally certified. You know what I'm saying? All 52 states plus Puerto Rico. You know what I'm saying? It definitely is something, you know what I'm saying, to make it do what it do. So, you know, I've been in there 2 months now. You know, definitely focused, man. Definitely focused, you heard?
So if I wanted to go and sign up for the that Career Institute, where would I go? Like, where would I start at? Can I just come up to the school? And I really don't have funding like that. So do they have a program where I can get funding? 516, I see you.
Yeah, my fault, B. More or less, yeah, like I said, it's 134 Evergreen Place, East Stars, New Jersey, man. A lot of y'all cats in the bricks know about probation, man. It's right down the street from probation, man. Right next door to the... You know, talk about, oh, yeah, man, listen, you get this Pell Grant, man. Pell Grant from the government, you get 2 federal loans. You know, you got to pay it back within 25 years, $8,000 with a $500.51 interest. You know what I'm saying? So you're paying close to 9 G's back, and you got 25 years to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That's what it is, Chucky B. We definitely thank you for dropping that jewel right there, man. We getting it in tonight. We got the spoken artists coming in. We got Crossroads coming in. And we got the Local Thug coming through. Like, yo, tonight's show is going to be something seriously popping. When we come back from this, I got this hot joint by Local Thug, and I can't help myself. I have to play it. I was trying to save it, but I just can't. And being that this is Diva Mary Kay Show, you know how we going to do it, man. We got this Drake card by Local Thug called No Cheap Vodka. I want to get y'all feedback on this one right here. And later on in the show, Local Thug is going to be coming through with us. He's going to come in and get some shout-outs. So let's get into it. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Because I don't drink cheap vodka.
Oh. fuck with cheap vodka, cop around. Roll myself an L and roll it proper. I'm drinking out the bottle, pass me juice. I'm like, ooh, nah. Nigga, I don't chase, not the booze or the poop dogs. Head on the way home, and it's followed by some torture. I'm what the bitches want because I'm that type of guy. LB fam, I am. I'll be damn, your bitch don't know me. She twisting up my skunk weed and filling my cup for me. The hookers let me choose. So hit them with the dough, they feeling you. Gotta be feeling used, but girlies, I'm back. No time to sit around and chat, cause I got goose and Ciroc. Take a sip, get on my lap. To tell you the truth, I'm trying to pipe, I say anything that sounds good. I hump and I nut, then I'm out, she a jump. Pull my pants and run right down the stairs.
Hello?
Come on,
hello?
Yeah. Now women do the same thing, so don't be trying to knock me. I slay what I wanna slay, and even if she's sloppy, this nigga try to play me, cause this bitch pulled down my pants. But nigga, understand, I'm the motherfucking man. I demand not a sound. Hook him up and down, smack the taste right out his mouth, let him know he is a clown. And I'm licking the shots, and nigga, if not, I smack him with the gun. No more cheap vodka, man, I'm done. No more cheap vodka, I don't want cheap vodka. No more cheap vodka, I don't want cheap vodka. No more cheap vodka, I don't want cheap vodka. No more cheap vodka, I don't want cheap vodka. No more cheap vodka, I don't want cheap vodka. No more cheap vodka, I don't want cheap vodka. No more cheap vodka, I don't want cheap vodka. No more cheap vodka, I don't want cheap vodka.
For sure, for sure. Let's get into it. Grind for me, man. Ah, that was just a little teaser right there. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. I just played that joint right there by Local Thug called No Cheap Vodka. I like how he used that track right there. I like how he went in, and it was really, really catchy. I definitely want y'all feedback. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And we live in the chat room right now. Don't get in Miskin School. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And if you missed that, just follow me at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. It's on there. Just click on the link and upgrade yourself. I think I'm going to get Chucky B response back on that. And I think I got Local Thug somewhere on the line. Chucky B, man, what's up, man?
Let's go. Let me know what you're talking about, baby. What's up?
What did you think about that joint right there that I just played by Local Thug called No Cheap Vodka?
Yo, you know what? And that kind of took me back a little bit right there, man. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that was definitely, it was official, man. He definitely did his thing with that, man. You know what I'm saying? Big up to the kid. You know what I'm saying? You know, just, you know, keep grinding harder, man. You know, better shit going to come. You know what I'm saying? But that was all right right there. I could definitely dig that.
For sure, for sure. It's Frontline Fridays where all new music live all the time, man. Frontline Fridays, if you want to get your music played on Frontline Fridays, you need to send me a Gmail at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. And don't send me nothing whack. And if I don't respond, most likely that means you need to go back in the booth and try it again. Go back to, you know, to the scratch board and try it again. And do us all a favor, all the people that rock with music, make sure your hook ain't 2 minutes long. When the song come on, I don't want to hear your hook for 2 minutes. I want to get right to the music. I want to hear what you rapping about, what you singing about, hell, what you operating about. It don't matter. Diva Mary Kay want to know. But I want y'all to call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We got Local Thug live in the building, man, with us. Thug, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
What's going on, man?
Well, yeah, you know, driving, as usual.
Holla at me, Thug. I'm really feeling that drink right there, No Cheap Vodka, man.
I mean, that shit was all right. That shit was all right, but my shit is more John Blaze than that. That's John Blaze shit. We just didn't recognize it. Fuck that. Who's you to be asking me questions?
What? You gotta act like you on a Diva Mary Kay show. What? I'll cut you up real fast.
Oh, my bad. I forgot what I was at for a second. So I don't know how to act.
And you forgot where you was at. Hold on. I got my backup with me right now. I got Rock Lord live in the building. Don't play with me.
No, I'm in the building.
My G's live in the building, man.
Diva Mary Kay.
Oh, man, baby.
What's going on? Yo, Rock Lord is definitely coming soon. He got some hot tracks for us. This is another artist that's coming on next Frontline Fridays, man. It's just a pleasure to have all of y'all in the building. I got this cut. I want all of y'all to hear. It's definitely hot. It's by B Bonds. Shout out to B Bonds. Shout out to Brick City. I want to get y'all feedback on it because all of y'all real dudes and y'all artists.
That's my dude, Barry Bonds. That's my nigga.
He rocking with me. You already know he rocking with Diva Man.
That's my dude.
Yo, big shout out to Guru 100. You got the official shout out on Hot 97 today. So big shout out to Guru, man. It's your girl, Diva. Yeah, you tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. You got to get into this hot joint by B-Bombs called Imaginary. Let's go, man.
You in it for the lifestyle. Not the paper.
I mean, like, I got to be like the John Barione of this shit, you know? Like I was talking about birds. You niggas thought I was really talking about pigeons and shit. like I was talking about coke. You niggas really thought I was talking about soda and shit, you know? Yeah. Bottom line. Let me show you how to do this shit. Check it. I spit the other shit. Yeah, that real nice player shit. They ride around, pump through your town to get the paper shit, nigga. You lack money. I'm all crack money. I'm really getting mine while you niggas rap money. I'm living over here while you niggas act funny. I already know you're losing. I can tell by your movement. All your imagery is amusing. You don't know who you are. You're confusing. A bunch of yo-yos claiming they so cold. Running around with no dough. Niggas is homo. Wanna be kingpins, niggas is popo.
Hello?
Female tendencies belonging to go-go. See, I've been on the low-low, never a showboat. It's like I'm never there, but I'm wherever the coke go. So, I do whatever for the dough. I got the 996 plus FOMO blow, you know? Man, imaginary niggas, man. Fake niggas, they see us out, all this ice on. Yeah, aviator bound. Dick riders, run up on me. Acting like they knew me when I was hustling. You know me. This ain't got nothing to do with crack. Nah. Can't you see our face? Look, we feel uncomfortable, dog. We don't know you. Now you got these other dudes acting like they bust moves. Repping these drug crews, yapping how these drugs move. When I see them in the hood, niggas be no good. Rapping with no intent, just a player on the bench. Literally, niggas make no sense. Everybody hard, this whole thing is a facade. Right when the director says cut, I bet my bottom dollar you niggas ain't got a buck. This music shit got everybody laughing. Some do it for passion, rest of y'all is acting. You can't tell who's the fan and who's rapping. Lying to yourself, where's the fucking satisfaction? Original. Niggas fronting on the visual. Trend hoppers follow what's hot, huh? Who is you now? Sit it down, most of y'all are confused. I rip it down. Man, I ain't got nothing to lose. Y'all get it now? Man, you niggas, man. Facebook and all these sites, man. Internet shit, man. Cracking like this and it's really like that. No bread. When you meet niggas, man, they ain't nothing like they appear, man. Imaginary niggas, man. Really don't exist. Crazy. Keep your life right.
Yeah, I'm on the show right now.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays where all the new music lives, where all the new indie artists live, where all the spoken word artists live. They're rocking with Diva Mary Kay because I do it big and I do it better than anybody, man. We got a special guest live in the building with us. Don't get it mixed and screwed. A lot of y'all be listening to rap. You listen to your R&B. That's cool. That's all right. But we got a spoken word artist live in the building with us tonight, right here on Frontline Fridays. Give a big round of applause for Crossman. Crossroad is live in the building, man. I'm so glad that you're here because this is a good look and a good change up for the show. I've been looking for spoken word artists, but it's so much special because I got you first.
yeah, no doubt. I really love being on the show, for real. I listen to the show all the time. Like, I'm really happy to be on here to infuse some of that spoken word with that hip-hop flavor. You know what I'm saying? Like, hip hop is spoken word. It comes from that. It's birthed from that. So that's where it comes from. So this is the birthplace of where hip hop comes from.
That's right.
From the spoken word. You know what I'm saying? That's from the spoken word.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you start off with the whole spoken word poetry thing that you do? Like, how did you decide it? How did you know that this is something that you wanted to do?
You know what? I've been writing since I was 12. And the funny thing is when I started writing, to get girls, because you know women love poetry, and I started writing to get girls. Yeah, for real. So like that's why I started writing, and you know somewhere along the line somebody told me that I was good at it, and I was like, okay. And then somewhere around 2001, about 2001, I started performing, and you know I started winning slams, I started getting on slam teams, I started traveling a little bit. I started writing a little better, you know, performing a little better. My performance got a little better. I started competing with some of the top poets in the country, and you know, it started getting good to me. You know what I mean? And after a while, I decided that I want to do this for a living. You know, I wanted to do it for a living. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I do now. Like that's what I do. I travel around the country. You know, I do workshops for kids. You know, I do workshops for the Guilford County school system down here in North Carolina. For the library out in Greensboro, you know what I mean. So I do a lot of things for the kids, but you know I do a lot of shows. I'm on the Piedmont Slam team down here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Okay.
For a couple of other slam teams, you know we're nationally ranked slam team, you know for the country. So I'm up for a couple of slam teams this year. So hopefully we can travel around and do some work, you know what I mean, do some more damage. Like this is actually, I'm retiring from slamming this year. I'm retiring from competition this year. So it's my last year competition. I'm still going to perform, you know what I mean, but I'm just retiring from competition, you know what I'm saying. Cats is coming after my head, you know what I mean. I'm getting a little older, cats is coming after my head. So, you know, I'm going to retire from competition and young cats, but I'm still gonna perform, you know. Every once in a while, I get back out there or something just in case somebody spank it.
I know that's right. Just in case you gotta spank somebody, spank some ass, or pop a gun.
Let them know how big Crosswords do it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Crosswords have to come back out and put a child, you know, put them in a child's place. You got this joint Child's Place. We're about to get into it, but I want you to tell us a little bit about it and introducing it. For all those who just tuning in, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We got Crossroads live in the building, a phenomenal spoken word artist. We're about to get into Child's Play, but he's going to tell us a little bit about how this came about.
Yeah, Child's Place is actually a poem I wrote for my kids. It was a poem that I wrote for my kids. I was, you know, when I raised my kids they're now grown. They're 23, 21, 19, and 17. And you know, when they were younger, I used to look at them, and they used to look at me with such wonder in their eyes. You know what I'm saying? As young people, you know what I mean? And I was larger to them than what I actually was. So, you know, I wrote that poem for them. You know, that was really the inspiration for that.
Cool. So it's all for the kids, man. We about to get into it right here. We got this joint right here called Child's Place. Let's go, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
My mama always said that a child should stay in the child's place. But in today's world, I pose this question. What is a child's place? Is it in the home where mommy is 15 years older than baby and daddy is MIA? And grandma, 15 years older than mommy, is filling the shoes for grandpa who became a soldier in the streets, not fighting for a cause, but fighting just because he knows no other way to survive. And by the age of 5, baby begins crip walking and reciting lines of ill-gotten gains in a culture that began a lost journey when Fred and Barney started breakdancing for Fruity Pebbles. Is a child's place in the music? Used to escape the violence of their own environment, but it's the violence of their own environment that feeds the music. Money holes and clothes replacing beats and rhymes as a form of self-expression, making today's lesson the old adage commonly used among rebels: live fast and die young. Long gone are the days of ciphers and beatboxing at the lunch table, battling for the rep of the best MC, because now they battle for the rep of the OG, carrying nines and selling dimes, and at the end of the day, all they have to show for it is sneaker money. So is a child's place in the street, where hot peas and butter was the norm, and if you got caught in a game of hide and seek, the worst that you could be was it. Now hide and seek is survival skill, and the man who's it has his lock cocked, and if you're caught, it could mean 2 to the back of the head.
Caught
in the crossfire. So a child's place must be in the schools, where the parents blame the teachers, who blame the principals, who blame the school board, who blame the politicians, who blame loss of funding, and everybody's losing sight of the fact that Johnny still can't read, and neither can his sister. Auditorium seat filled with mommies and daddies watching fifth grade remakes of Porgy and Bess find themselves empty during a PTA meeting. So a child's place is in the journey. The journey to adulthood that starts as an infant and before innocence is lost. The journey where the first step is a monumental achievement down Sesame Street and across Reading Rainbow. Where a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a cold glass of milk is the best thing that you've ever tasted. Where falling down only means getting back up. If you cross your fingers, you can't catch the cootie. Where selling lunch tickets is a hustle. Now they become 9 in a pack. There's joy in that journey. Youth is not wasted on the young. That's why we call it youth. And if you wasted yours, know that you can't go back again. So now it's time to teach somebody and reach somebody, and maybe you can save a life. Same way that somebody saved yours. But don't get it twisted. There's a difference between a star and a hero. Me, I'm neither. I am a poet. Because stars shine in the sky. And a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich. So the next time you cross a child's path, share your strength, share your hope, share your experience. And maybe that child can find their place.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Round of applause to that.
Love it.
And the hotline, love it too. We definitely going to get feedback on it. We see a lot of people. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Roll call. Shout out to 973, the 516, the 908, the 314, the 614, the 248. Shout out to Michigan Live in the building. I see y'all with y'all hands up. So we gonna start out with Chucky B and get his feedback on that situation right there. I'm really feeling the whole. That's hot, yo. Let's go ahead and open up Chucky B. Chucky B, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, baby.
That's what's up. How you feeling, Child's Place, man? First of all, I say shout out to Crossroads. He live in the building with us, man.
Yeah. Hey, you know, big ups to Brad. I forgot your name, homeboy. You know, just no disrespect. Yeah, definitely. But I definitely can tell that the brother, you know what I'm saying, definitely got some experience out here in the hood, you know what I'm saying? He definitely got something to give back to the young bros coming up. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, definitely, bro. Keep that up, man. You know, not the motivation.
Good looking on that, man. Yeah. That street shit is what I'm from, yo. Straight out of Jersey, man. Straight out of Jersey, born and bred. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I know what that is. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I'm Chucky B, man. You know what I'm saying? When you say Child's Play, man, I think about a lot, man, because pertaining to me and Child's Play, man, I've been doing this since I was a child. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm Chucky. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but like I said, man, brothers out there, man, you know, man, don't be closed-minded, man. Open up sometimes. You feel me? Like, you know, like the brother said, man, somebody saved your life before, you know what I'm saying? But it might save your shit again. You feel me?
No doubt.
We gotta definitely thank Chucky B for his feedback on that. Let's go to local Thug. Local Thug, give us your feedback on a child's place, man.
Yo, I was feeling that shit was deep, but I'm not even going front, man. You got me feeling guilty over here. Like, what I'm doing is messing up corrupting the youth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
almost got
me thinking, like, let me stop doing what I'm doing.
Cleanse your soul, Uncle Thug. Cleanse your soul.
Wow. Purge, son, purge.
Let me add to that a little bit. You know, 20 years ago, like, here's the way I look at it. 20 years ago, it really was the real-life situations that was fueling the music. But now, these days, it don't be like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I know there's a lot of these kids, man, they come from good families. Their parents do what they got to do to get out the hood. Then they sit there and listen to all this music that people like me are making, and they feel like that shit is cool, and that's what they want to be, even though they got it better than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's true.
That's definitely what's local thug. We definitely thank you for your feedback on that. Let's go to the 314-614-683. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio.
What's going on, man?
What's your name?
I go by the name of Jesse. Hey, shout out to my nigga Local Thug, man. We just did a track called Grind for Mine, man. Hey, that shit is hot too. But I feel that shit. I just tuned in, but from what I heard, that shit is real. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, it is what it is. You hear me? Real talk, because I'm kind of in a rush, but I just wanted to tune in, and I like the show. I like from what I'm hearing. But shout out to my nigga, Local Thug. Shout out to old boy who was just doing his little thing. But I'm finna get up out of here. But y'all do y'all thing, man. Big ups to the radio station and everything, man.
That's what's up.
Yo, good looking on that, huh?
Yep. We thank you for calling through. That's definitely so. We appreciate the love coming through and tuning in to the show. And we got Crossroads Live in the building. We're about to take y'all even more deeper. Like this Frontline Friday, this Each One Teach One, we definitely got to open up the situation and open y'all to a wide span of things. Hip-hop is not just music. Hip-hop is not just dance. Hip-hop is not just graffiti. Hip-hop is poetry. You got to understand that. Shit, I think I'm a do a little something. Crossroads, I don't know.
That's what it's all about. It's all about inspiration. You know what I'm saying? It's all about inspiration. And if I could, you know, I always say if one person hears me, then I'm heard.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people hearing you right now. Live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. We got Future Guru 100 live in the building, man. Guru, what up, man?
Yo, shout out to my one and only blood.
Guru, what's good, son?
You boy. You know what I'm saying? I just
knew that you was going to be on.
Everybody on the line, that's my brother. I only got one brother, my younger brother, and he's doing his thing. I'm very proud of him, and I heard Child's Place, music, and, you know, I know what my brother do. I know exactly where he at, and I know exactly where he going, and he's destined for greatness just doing something that he loves to do. So, you know, that being said, I support him 110%. You know what, this is Spotlight right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do want to let him know that I got shouted out by DJ Enough for Hot 97 today, the traffic jam.
We taking over, man.
This is it right here, man. You know, I just appreciate everything you're doing, man, and, like, you making that move out there in the green and all the activity, just let me...
Who are you waking up?
...way to the Jersey, and so you can come back anytime. I appreciate you just having the heart and the desire to follow your dreams, and you went out there and made it happen, man, and... You know, I love to hear those activities that you're involved with the youth, so, you know, in the library, so that just make it even better, man. That's just the icing on the cake, because I know you just on the bigger things.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
And I know
the
young cats coming for your head. That's why you retiring.
Yeah, they're coming for me, son. Yeah, they're coming for me. But that's all right. I still spank that ass every now and then, you know what I'm saying? I still let them know how I get down. You know what I mean?
What he do. I seen him perform live. When y'all got to see him perform live because I that's my brother, and I still get captivated. I was there when he first started. But to still see him on stage with that passion and that energy is really what it's all about for me. So, I mean, I can imagine what it's all about for him. Like, you know, I love to see him perform.
And you got
what I want to throw in there. Word.
Crossroads, you got footage on YouTube as well, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. I got actually a show that I did in Jersey back in December. December. It's a show that I did in Jersey. It was actually on my birthday. And my brother taped it. And it's the intro to the beginning of a show that I did. And it was real live. Like, that was real special for me. Like, that was a real special day for me because it was my birthday. My mom was there. My brother was there. You know what I'm saying? All my peoples was there. Like, it was a real special night for me. It was a real special night. And, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie. I ripped it. I ripped that night. I was woof, man. So sometimes you got to give yourself accolades, man. Like, I was on fire that night. For real.
Yeah. If I go to YouTube, what do I put in to see it? Because, you know, I've seen
just
it already.
Just
put crosswords in.
Just put in crosswords. KROSSWORDZ. Just put that in. It'll come up.
With the K. We Ebonics all day. With the K.
Yes, with a K and a Z. That's right. That's what it is. The K and a Z.
Speaking of smacking asses around here, you got this joint called Pimps and Hoes. What's going on with this one right here? Tell us a little bit about it.
Pimps and Hoes was a, you know what? Like, right around the time when everybody was doing the whole pimp thing, what's his name? 50 Cent was doing a pimp thing, and Nelly was doing a pimp thing, and Snoop was doing a pimp. That whole pimp thing was real big, and I was like, you know, everybody wants to be a pimp, but nobody really wants to be a hoe. That was really my inspiration behind that. So, you know, I'm a writer. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I'm a writer. And that's what I do. So I wrote about it.
And here we go.
That's
okay. And I wrote about it. And here it go. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button so you can come in live on the line with us, get your shout-outs on, and definitely give your feedback for crosswords right now. We're about to get into this joint right here called Pimps and Hoes. Let's get it, man.
I heard it said that pimping ain't easy. But tell me, how hard is home? Now pimps pimp hoes and hoes get pimps, but who's who? But before we can talk about who's who, let us first discuss what's what. See, when a pimp secures payment from his prostitute, the power of persuasion can be painful. And at 8 a.m., the buses and freeways are filled with hoes on their way to the track so that the big pimping of corporate America can lay the smackdown on the little hoes of the working class. So I ask again, who's who? Hoes on the shore from 9 to 5, keeping productivity high, so at the end of the week, they can make payments on shit that they don't even own. See, the pimp game's a lot bigger than iceberg slim, wide brim hats, and pink Cadillac. A lot deeper than lime green suits and gator shoes. See, pimping goes back since the dawn of time, and when slaves were bred, adult males will brag about how many women they took to bed, and that mentality is still practiced to this day. Now, Nelly claims to have pimp juice, and so does Snoop Dogg. But if I'm not mistaken, Snoop was pimped by Dr. Dre, Suge Knight, and Master P. And they were all pimped by Interscope, so I ask again, who's who? Now, hoes come in lots of different shapes, forms, and fashions. And if anybody's ever had sex for anything more than just plain passion, well, then guess what? Because Too Short says you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. But that ain't true. You can turn a housewife into a hoe, too, given the right circumstances. Let her need her hair done or a new diamond ring. And she'll put that thing on her man so good. See, but it ain't the act that makes her a hoe. It's the agenda behind it that makes it so. And when she's done, and she's got that dough in her purse, he doesn't even know that he's been pimped. So I ask again, who's who? Now, I would be remiss if I chose to dismiss the biggest pimps on the planet, the U.S. government. Pimping the prison system by giving the maximum time for some of the drugs that they brought into the country in the first place. That's big pimping. Pimping the man that attacked the World Trade in retaliation to the attacks that the U.S. made after they trained and funded the motherfuckers. That's big pimping. Pimping the American public to believe that a man is a bad president just because he got a blowjob. That's big pimping. Pimping the homeless because there's no way that in the richest country in the world that anybody should be living in the street, but that's big pimping. So what have we learned?
Pimps pimp hoes and sometimes pimp pimps because a pimp is only as good as his strongest hoe. Now a hoe can be a pimp, but you gotta turn a few tricks and maybe suck a few dicks in order to get off the track, and then maybe you can become a better pimp than pimp that you were pimp to. So I ask, who's you?
Yesterday we spent money and we should get some paper. Gotta get this money today. Gotta get this money today.
All I did since yesterday we spent money and we should get this paper. Gotta get this money today. Gotta get this money today.
Tell them we've been broke, clowns, and 10 years old, trying to sling coke. Chances of getting rich in this life's a slim hole. So we hustle way day and night, let the piss smoke. Rich folks down, graders, and stickers around. Haters, round gators, who we tie. That just sounds major, shorty like, who he hot. Ain't bout paper, come from a booty block. And they routes major, still in the midst of the struggle. So addicted to hustle, gotta get the stuff in order for my car to shuffle. Trying to skip the troubles, waiting for my chips to bubble. Burner on the tits and muzzle, just in case a nigga fumble. So focused, I'm on my street. Full throttle, headed to the places I should have been. And all the things that I should have, could have, and would have did. I'm on my way to doing it, so don't ruin it.
All I did since yesterday was make money and wait to get this paper. Gotta get this money today. Gotta get this money today. All I did since yesterday was make money and wait to get this paper. Gotta get this money.
Get this money today. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. I got the phenomenal spoken word artist live on the line with me, Crosswords. Man, that joint right there is official. I think people need to get it and just really listen to it a couple of times, because you can't listen to that one time. Crosswords, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, you definitely can listen to that one time. Definitely feel it. I want to get the feedback on that right there. I'm going to go to Local Thug. Local Thug, what you think about that joint right there?
Yo, I like how that was a little bit more upbeat than the normal any spoken word I've ever heard before. But what I really like about that is the message. That basically, what I took from that is he was saying that, like, pimps and hoes is not just a sexual thing. Like, anybody that's manipulating somebody else and doing what they want, that's a pimp right there. And anybody that's getting manipulated is the hoe, as long as they allow themselves to be manipulated. But one day they might turn around and use everything they learned on someone else, and that's when they become the pimp. That's what it is, right?
Yes. I know that's right.
Yes.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that right there, because it's the truth. But that's the type of truth that not everybody really keeps in the back of their mind until it's spoken out loud. You know what I'm saying? It's obvious. It's like once you hear it, you're like, word. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like it can even be passed off as a lie. It's not even like I could be like, nah, he bullshitting. Like, yo, he right. And I know he was right before he even said it, but I didn't think about it until he said it. That's why I'm feeling that shit right there.
I love when people listening, yo. I love it. Where's one? I love it when people hear me. You know what I'm saying? I love it when people hear me. You know what I mean? Like that's better than any accolade that I can get. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let me tell you something from the heart right here, man. I got the worst attention span. Me, I'm the type of person, I do not be listening to shit. You demand to be listened to. What you said is you can't not listen to that shit. I'm in the room right now. I got three conversations going on, a split going around the room. Shots is being pulled, music is being played, and I heard every last word of what you said because you forced me to.
That's what's up. That's better than any. No, I can go to a show and not sell one CD, and cats come up to me and tell me, be like, yo, that was hot what you said, and I'm good. I'm good.
Now, the payment for your craft. And that's to say exactly like you said, not sell one CD. The payment for, you know, a person respecting your craft and what you do, that's a really big payment. Because a lot of people can say, you know, yeah, that was hot, that was this, and this, and that, and so forth. But you can, if you can listen and break down what I'm saying to you, I can appreciate it. Even with the show, like, people like, yeah, people calling into your show, how you do this, how you making money off of it. Don't worry about how Diva Mary Kay making money. If you want to know how much money I'm making, then put some money in my pocket. But at the end of the day, no diva gets paid anyway. It's the payment because I'm able to, I have a palate to be able to get real music, real talent out. And that's what's good for me. Like, I love that. I love that. At the end of the day, that's why it's Diva Mary Kay. It's Diva Mary Kay. Oh, big shout out to Lega. Big shout out to Lega with that joint I played. It's called Success. I gotta get this money today, Lega.
Yeah, I saw you played a joint from B Bond earlier. Actually, I recorded my new CD at B Bond Studio when I was home in Jersey.
Yeah,
so shout out to B Bond for real.
Yeah,
shout out to B Bond.
Hot, yo.
Yeah,
definitely hot. Real good dude, man. Real good dude.
Real good dude, man. Real good dude. I went in there and laced that like 10 joints, man. And he worked with me. I went in there and knocked him out. He was real surprised at my professionalism. I was like, man, I don't mess around. I don't play around when I do this. Like, I do this for a living. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went in there and he was real patient. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know he usually, you know, do the hip-hop tracks, but, you know, he did my joints, and it came out really, really nice. So the new CD is going to be dropping in May. You know what I'm saying? It's called Grown-Ass Man.
Called Grown-Ass Man. I know that's right. I'm definitely feeling that.
I know
your time is limited, so, you know, we got two more tracks here. We got No Politics, and that's live, and we got Infinity. So I want to get into No Politics right now. Tell us a little bit about this joint right here.
I kind of write what's around me, and that was something. It started somewhere and it went somewhere totally different. You know what I mean? And my mom was really one of the people who kind of inspired me on that. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of explain it in the live version of this poem because, you know, she kind of, you know, her thing was like, you need to watch the news. You need to watch the news. You need to watch the news. And I was like, oh, all right. And, you know, after watching the news, just, you know, I wanted to write a poem not about the angry stuff, but about the happy shit. And that's how this poem came about.
All right, that's definitely what's up. I definitely want to hear it. We definitely going to get into it. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And we don't need no politics around here, man.
That's my mom, y'all. When I was little, y'all know how when y'all home, when y'all little, y'all be watching the Brady Bunch or some shit, and your mother come and turn the TV and turn to the news and shit, you be mad as hell. That's my mom. But, like, she used to always tell me that I used to watch the news. And, I do that now. It's my shit. But, I wrote this poem. It's called No Politics. There are no politics in this race. There are no I hate Bush, appreciate Al Sharpton, pro-abortion words in this here. See, today, this is not that kind of day. This is not the kind of day when I voice my opinion about the masses and the current state of the world. About terrorism, racism, capitalism, narcissism, or any other ism that has brought us to this point. Now catch me on another day, and I'm talking about genocide, suicide, homicide, whose side I'm on, or the difference between social and economic classes regarding us. But today, I want some old Stars, Moon, and Quasar type shit. Come on, be your wife, recognize the blessings, love you more than dick type shit. Now tomorrow, I'm gonna talk about the chicken coming home to roost like Malcolm said, or Martin Green was returned to a nightmare for his way past Elm Street. How the revolution that would not be televised because it ain't gonna happen.
Degree is about random puppy dogs and all that type of shit. Some on I Love Sunset, Glad to Be Alive type of shit. Y'all catch me on Tuesday, and we can talk about who's policing the police, and how the police that police the police needs police. And maybe we can converse about the current state of our children and how kids killing kids wasn't a national problem until they started wearing trench coats. How Hallie had to fuck a white man, Denzel had to be corrupt to get an Oscar, and we know that wasn't that bad shit, but I ain't there right now. Right now, I'm on some old Snow Angels type shit. Some old man like me, like Mother May, I'm gonna do the joke. Now, last week, the economy's been recessing, the unemployment rate's been progressing, AIDS has been gone, Osama's been lying. Maybe we could have even kicked around how profound Darwin theory of evolution is and how we've evolved into what we started from. Animals. Priest molesting little boys. R. Kelly molesting little girls, allegedly. The rich molesting the poor molesting themselves, but I ain't thinking about that. I'm thinking about some old Peach Cobbler type of shit. Some old Green Clover, Purple Horseshoe, Fa La La type shit. Now, back in September, if you remember, the entire country was attacked, and for the first time in 400 years, the little land of solar pole in America was black. See, with a stolen election in his back pocket, war was raised on terrorism, and racial profiling took on new meaning. See, I saw flags on cars, flags on bridges, flags on the thugs on the corner selling drugs. What kind of shit is that? See, short-term memory is the way it goes, man. And we got short attention spans because, see, 9/11 took a back seat when we found out Jay and Nas had these. Digress to some old Love Boat type shit. Some old Apple Jolly Rancher, MOC, Lap Gas, Center Gym, Yellow Submarine, this shit, Lollipop type shit. Thanks, Clay.
Yo, you got me on some Peach Cobbler shit right now. I'm feeling that one. Carson, that was definitely deep. Like, for real.
Definitely
appreciate that. We appreciate you coming through. You know, we know you got a show live right now. You actually
I'm on the grind. I'm on the grind. As usual, I'm always on the grind. You know what I'm saying? I stay on the grind. You know what I mean? I'm down here at TIAA in Charlotte. You know what I'm saying? On the grind. So I'm trying to get it in a little bit before I go back to High Point. You know what I mean? So trying to make a couple of dollars while I'm out here. You know what I mean? Always on the hustle. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to get what I got.
Maybe hit the PayPal. That's what I'm talking about. You got any shout-outs before you get out of here?
Yo, shout out to Diva Mary Kay. Shout out to my brother, Future Guru 100, for real. Shout out to Reason Karan down here in High Point, Greensboro. Shout out to my man Josephus. Shout out to my man Desana Hanu. Shout out to my man Church the Poet. Shout out to my man Upright Lions. Upright Lions in the building. Shout out to, oh my goodness, just shout out. See, my people, they love me. They love me down here, for real. They love me.
We definitely got to have you come back to the show again. It was a pleasure having you through. And we just got to just give it to you right now for being able to take hip-hop and poetry and put it together in a book.
That's the stuff. Thanks for having me, y'all. For real. Thanks for having me. I love it. It's awesome. Excellent.
No problem, man. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays where all new music live, where all new artists live, man. I just got to open up the lines right now. Chucky B, man, like, yo, I'm really feeling that joint right there. No politics over here, man. I love having spoken word. That's hot. That's definitely hot.
Anything we say, do, whatever it is, man, there's always something behind that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Say I'm trying to get across to you, man. You know, hey, man, you just gonna be lost, big. But big ups to the homeboy, you know, for coming up here doing this thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, keep the hope alive, type shit, kind of show the brothers out there the way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yo, that's definitely what it is, man. We do it for the love, and we definitely do it for the love of the money. And when we come back, we're going to go in deep with Local Thug, man. We got hot tracks from him. We got new music from Diddy Simmons. I got new music from Diddy Simmons. I actually got new music from Shada Prince, and I got new music from Feed the Woods. Big shout out to my whole Feed the Woods family. But I definitely got this one. Like I said, we do it for the love, but we definitely do it for the money. So y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's get it, man. For the love of money. Gotta make that money, man. Money, man.
With my nine, and the Pacific, the chocolate, fall in the nighttime. Gotta get mine. Ain't taking the stress of the off the top of the phone. Call up my nigga, stand at home, polishing the back 10 chrome. Got it if we didn't hit, so bring your shit, cause once again, it's dumb. Sit it on with a flip of birth, my wig to the curb, so I'm swerving, roll out. To pick up the 666 thug and follow the murder for robbing the dope pop. Smoke, up by the May bomb so high, not coming to play with both grenades and a gauge. I'ma play with the love of all in the grave. Been late, filling in the dry lake, which spot of the place, and quickly. Rolled up, pulled those to the living room, hopped out of the car and started to blow up. Buck, buck, and a kaboom, it blew all them bodies all over the room. Them doom, ain't gotta move fast, why the purple's coming? Snatch up me, yummy, so niggas don't think it's funny. I'm coming up quicker than not quite, cause flesh be loving this money.
I'm giving up love to the hustlers, all them fake clipped up, just making that money, stand on your feet. And you better believe, gotta have that cheek for the green leaf, never kept me sleep. Steady on the grind, get my stand down from a crime, and I hit up the 99. Giving up that yayo, making me say yo, 20 nickels and dimes. Hit up a stick up a lick up that 211. Gotta get what's mine, been bailing. Me kicking up dust on the trail and failing 187. That's how it is, and I got to have it in the night quad. Bitching the check, a meal, and still be real. Thugging on the clock, rock creeping on the come up. Won't sleep till I'm done up. Gotta blaze me blunt up. Hunt up another plot and scheme. Gotta make some great results, just none of what up. Gotta get that business on, even though the blue to run me, done me, feeling lovely. But I'm just in it for the love of the money. Gotta make that money, man.
Money, man. Making sure the motherfuckers don't see me. Now my fat sack of rocks, hell yeah, I stuffed them. Police on my draws, I had to pause, and yeah, it's still motherfuck them. Now my game is tight, tight as fuck. It's my game, easy motherfucking E or Eric Wright, it's all the same. Now niggas might trip on how I stack my grip. I got to have it, bitch. For the love of this shit.
Let me down the 99, and you will find all of the kind. Check out the grip, the man, drop down. Run up a bad in my hood, red. Take when I'm making me grip, when I'm in click, rolling with bro flip. The thug I be, me. Put him in mud, fuck him in pump blood. Got nothing to lose, bitch. You better respect grip. Or you best just check this slug, it's going down. Study so pumping three rounds, gunning with him in gang. Mine, gotta make that money, man. It's still the same, said it running things wild. In front of it now, while I take you up into a barrel of a gun.
For the dub, you're done for the butt. I remember the dub of my money. Up in the thug game. So people think we've been patrolling up on a mission. The back in the days when niggas was selling, was all up, they wanted to get paid. But it's just my style, little nigga ripped up off on a mission for money. You give us the cash, so that was your way. Cause me and my nigga was hungry. And bitch, if you're stumbling, you might just catch one till the tempo land down. Bone raw dog it. So niggas just make this shit tempo and run. Just catch one nigga. Me filling with bullets and double me ripping. Remember, me killer now. Money me dig ya, sleep feet in the ditching. Get rich, cause bitch you was slipping. I'll get you and rip ya, then bust ya down. Shit, you're rubbing the steel, they making the killing. Niggas drug dealing, needing a million. Nothing to judge, but it does be chilling. For the money these niggas be selling. Off in the cut, where you find a nigga thugging. Off in the break, you skulling. And when I stick you and flick you, with my right, get on my foes and love and more. Yeah, bone in the motherfucking house for the nine quarts, nigga. Yeah, rolling with roofless in this bitch.
My nigga Lazy Bone, Busy Bone, Wishbone, and Flesh and Bone. And I'm that nigga Crazy Bone in the motherfucking hell.
Local club. Free Big Meech, what up Larry Hoover, surgeon shooter, there's like fucking removing a tumor, majestic boy, I'm far from a damn lane, my gunner's favorite games is going long for that fucking name, see me, I get the dough, you ain't fucking with a beginner, you fucking with a pro, run up with the phone, knocking at your door, catch you in your hole, yin yang twins, homie, better get low, hit up local thugs, tell them call Mikey T, tell them what's good, homie, know you beat them wolves, homie. But I'm laid back, listening to Maybach. Tell him I can't lose when a nigga spitting straight crack. X-pills, bad hoes, looking for that damn vibe. One false move and I sent five in that fucking ride. They paying me homage, wipe them out like it's Tommy. Tell them goons to confine ya like Osama Bin Laden. I'm a thug, bitch, murk you in your plug, bitch. King Cash, get me right, play a part of that tonight.
This game in the chokehold, wanna stop me? Probably had better luck with a train, it's a no-no. I've been awake for 3 days straight on the grind, already knowing me, I probably stay up for four more. I don't stop till the job is done, triple platinum in the day, not a problem, son. Even Jet Li know that I'm the one best that ever done it, I'm leaving on the sun. I don't know how much more I can do to stress this. Me, Mikey T, I'ma do majestic. And justify the means, we on our way to the top, even though what we do is reckless, we're too relentless. Ain't no telling what we do to get this. Need a bodyguard to get me to the exit, cause the bitches just won't let me leave, and they all know I'm food and sexist.
The grind is forever. We don't do the stop and go. Hip hop head for life, but my city never sleeps, so it's always time to rock and roll. Whether working on a mixtape or rocking shows, always on fire, never stop, drop and roll. Thanks to that, I got the game on lock for life, sort of like it was the night parole. Where I'm from, niggas bust their guns. Where I'm at now, we just drink to the champagne, done, do the damn thing, hun. Yeah, you know me, just a local thug from the grip gang, son. But it's LB fan for life, believe me, I'll always be the same one. Came a long way, but once they close the block, I ain't gonna forget where I came from.
Tell them I'm a ride for mine, so roll up. You can tell that I am dying for mine. So hold up, if you don't think about trying, my guys get pulled up. Tell them roll up, got the game sold up. Tell them I'm gonna ride for mine, so roll up. You can tell that I am dying for mine, so hold up. If you don't think about trying, my guys get pulled up. So tell them roll up, got the game sold up.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary K. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. And we grind for ours, man. We got a local thug live in the building with us. The hotline is lighting up, so we definitely want to get y'all feedback and y'all shout-outs. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go to the hotlines and get this love right now. 202-904, what's your name and where you calling from?
What's up, Colleen? It's Genius.
James, what's going on, man? We got Genius live in the building. It's very important for this man to be here because he's going to tell you the business and the real business about your music. So, a round
thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we got the heavy hitter in the building. We got the official G. G is really an official G, yo. I'm
feeling that track y'all was just playing, too. That's hot.
Yeah. That's Local Thug right there with Majestic. It's called Grind for Mine. Local Thug is on the line with us right now.
Hey, what's going on, man? Salute, fam. Salute. I'm definitely feeling that track. That's definitely what's up, man. I appreciate your music, man.
Yo, I appreciate your input, man. That really means a lot to me. Like, my man with the spoken word was saying before, you know what I mean? It's not about, you know, half of it is making it, you know what I'm saying? The rest is having people hear it, you know what I mean? Without the people, you're not only hearing it, but feeling it, you know, it wouldn't be the same, you know what I mean? So I really appreciate that, man.
Oh, you're more than welcome, man. You're definitely more than welcome, man. Continue doing what you're doing, man. Wish you the most success at whatever you choose to do in life, man.
Yes, sir.
For sure, for sure. We had Crosswords live from Brick City. He's in North Carolina right now, but we had spoken word at the beginning of the hour. I'm definitely going to play one of these joints back for you so you can hear it. But it was definitely hot, man. We're going to go to the hotlines and get some more love here. You got Brick City in the building, too. 973-332, you're not live on Steven Spike Radio. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, what up, man? It's your boy Bowser, man. What's good?
Bowser! What's going on, Bowser? Brick City is live. And... another impeccable artist, and he definitely can give you a lot of feedback on your music. He's been doing this for a while, and his lyrics is stupid, crazy. He's another artist that's coming to Frontline Fridays. What you think about that joint right there that we was just playing?
I mean, all around, man, it's good, man. I mean, you know, all he got to do is keep pushing, man. Keep grinding every day, doing things like he's doing now, man, and don't never stop. You know, just wait for your time, man, and just keep doing what you're doing, bro. Sounds good, man, for real.
Yo, thanks a lot, man. See, that's exactly, you took the words out of my mouth. I've been all together rhyming for about a good 11, 12 years now. And when I just recently started recording and putting my stuff out because, until this point in my life, I wasn't ready to just drop everything and dedicate everything, eat, sleep, and breathe, you know, what I do right now. And now I felt like that was the time, and that's what I'm going to do until I get there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Exactly. You know, pick the right time and it's all about capturing the moment, man. I'm trying to capture the moment myself. I'm out here in Atlanta right now, man, on the grind, man.
Yo, maybe we can exchange emails to the diva or something. Maybe we get on the joint together one of these days.
Yeah, she already know, man, how to get to me. It's nothing, man. We do whatever, man. I'm
all right,
so whatever, man.
So that's what it is. My man, I did the auto joint with he in St. Louis, so we never even met up to the, you know what I'm saying, in the same studio or nothing like that. I just laid my shit down, sent it to him, so even if, like, geography the problem, it's not a problem. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what it do, man. That's what it do.
Word up. Yo, Bowser got some hot shit, so y'all just get ready, because he'll melt your booth, yo. Bowser will melt your shit, yo.
So you're just telling me to put a little extra into this one. That's what you're saying. Make it a banger. That's what you're telling me right now?
You better.
Man. That's how you feel.
hey, Diva, man, I like what you're doing, man. This is good, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. You really holding it down on the radio thing, man. I like it.
You already know. I told you I'm coming. Yo, y'all make sure y'all stay tuned because we got Pierce College popping out here, right here in Lakewood, Washington. We got Pierce College. They're pulling the Diva on. So they're like, look, Diva, we want you to be a host of our college radio station. So I'm definitely looking for talent, and I'm definitely looking for artists with their A game to submit on Pierce College, a.k.a. Radio. And it's going to be your host, Diva Mary Kay. So if you want to submit your music, send it to divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. And Bowser, like, how's the life out there in Atlanta? Like, I'm still waiting on my ticket, you know?
Yeah, man, I mean, it's pretty good. I'm just out here grinding. Me and my man about to put this CD together called 2160. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
2160 is the address of the actual house that we're staying at in Atlanta right now. So,
wow.
You know, I'm messing with the Kid Avalanche. You know, we got like 13 joints.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's going to be a crazy CD, man. And we doing little shows out here and stuff like that, holding it down. So I'm just working, man. It don't stop.
It don't never stop. And big shout out to Av, man. Like that's a good thing for y'all to come back together and tear shit up.
Yeah, put that TYP on the map, man. You already.
Fat YP, fat your pussy. There's only three real niggas that got that PYP tat, man. You already know what it is. You tune in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Hey, B, you buy a computer right now?
Nah, I might even buy a computer right now. Word. All right,
cool. I'm about to say send me one of them hot bangers, but it ain't nothing.
Hey, nah, you know what? Yeah, when I get back to the house, man, I'm gonna send you some exclusive, man, some new me and Avalanche joints. I got you.
Definitely need the exclusive. AB, you want to give some shout outs?
Man, I just want to say shout out to everybody that's grinding, Everybody that's doing their thing, man, keep pushing. This game is an up and down roller coaster game. So,
yeah.
You know, take your ride. Don't take the ride so seriously. You know what I mean? And also have something to fall back on, man, because everybody's rapping. But if you love it from the heart, keep doing it, man.
Most definitely. And I definitely want to elaborate on that because everybody's rapping, everybody's singing, but you got to have something that you fall back on. And a lot of times they say, like, oh, Diva Mary Kay on the radio, Diva Mary Kay doing her thing. She would feed the wolves. They rocking with her name. She getting shout outs on these radio stations. But y'all got to realize Diva Mary Kay is in college. You have to have a degree that you're falling back on. So, yes, I work. Yes, I do Mary Kay. Yes, I'm a mom. And, yes, I go to school. So, at the end of the day, I love radio. This is something I did. I told Bowser before I left Jersey, like, yo, I'm going to do this shit. And the only reason why I did it because I stayed focused. I fell a couple of times, scraped a couple of knees, but I kept getting up and going at it. So, at the end of the day, you go at your craft. Treat your first like it's your last, yo. Because that's what happened. We get something, and then we get comfortable. And what happens when you get comfortable? You don't take it serious no more. Now you think people supposed to, like with an artist, I promote artists. I had a particular artist, you know, he forgot that he got to still promote himself. Yeah, we promote you, but you still got to promote yourself. It ain't that you just stop talking about yourself and stop telling people about your music, and then you wonder why you're not getting no downloads, no mixtape, yo. Genius will tell you that. If you ain't getting no downloads, don't put out no damn mixtape. Because we're going to be laughing at your ass on Hot Mess News, yo.
enjoy that night, man. And I love what y'all doing. And I'm going to get at you with that on your email.
For sure. Man, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We got more hot bangers from Local Thug right here. Local Thug, you got another drink right here that we got live in the arsenal called All Grown Up. Tell us a little bit about All Grown Up and how did it all come about.
Well, I'm going to give a little sneak preview with that to the mixtape coming out, Masterpiece Theater. Now, for legal purposes, let me say that this is a fiction. All right, but in general, like, it goes in order, this mixtape. It goes in order. Let's say a young man that, you know, didn't know how to act and was out there doing things that a young man is not supposed to be doing, that might be the first set of tracks. And then All Grown Up starts off the second set of tracks as far as the man progressing and getting older and understanding, you know, like, you know, still certain times you got to do what you got to do, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, not everything is what it seems to be. And you have to be more concerned with, you know, with future and you know, right from wrong, you know, for the most part. And then after that comes to the, you know, the grind and how he gets to where he wants to be in life. And after where he gets to where he wants to be is the trials and tribulations with all the women that come along with it. But All Grown Up starts basically a new chapter in Local Thug's life, basically. That was a turning point, if you will.
That's right. That's what it is. We're going to get into this joint right here called All Grown Up. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And be all grown up because it's Frontline Fridays, man.
Never simple. Here in New York City, dreams are made, but the nightmares come with them. So your profile, keep it low. Enemies, keep them close. A man should never take a blunt from anybody he don't know. Even if your own brother twists, you better see him roll. This is a straight shot for three-year-olds. You pee the roll. Live every day like it's your last. Cause really, we don't know. Gamble all you want, my man. Just don't get caught cheating, no. Me, I got no beef with soap. So keep the heater, though. Got a reason, yo. It's cause my blood type is three below. Same reason that my heart is always freezing, ho. At least you know my lungs are nice and toasty cause I'm breathing smoke. And I'm an 80s baby, everything I say is crazy. No, I will not hesitate to snatch a nigga's favorite lady right from under his nose while he walking with her. And I call my man cause I ain't greedy. Now we all can hit her, yeah, nigga. We all consider criminals and hooligans. You taking up another step. Guaranteed, never move again. Put all my shooters in. My hoe got brew of famish, hopping out the news to dance. My life is like a movie, damn. Oh, wait, my bad, I got sidetracked. The diesel drove past, and I'm the man who supplies back. I keep my case laced up, just in case. But the only time I pick the pace up is when Jake rushed. So if you see me dash, don't get any ideas. I'm coming right back, my work is underneath the trash. I ain't here for my health, if I ain't need the cash. We both know this is the last place you see my ass. Every day's an adventure, I'm a born sinner. And to think, I used to say grace before dinner. Now it's great place for the day breaks. For more Skrilla and the way fate to the trait ace with law killers. You know me, I've been on my Pablo shit. If you ain't talking money, then I don't oblo shit. They go for anybody except my mom's and kids. If someone tells you that I suck, then guess what I probably did. I'm a thrill seeker. At times I wonder why, cause I don't wanna die, and I don't really like to kill neither. But addiction is a funny thing. Far from an action junkie though, to me it's just a money thing.
Just me, it's a money thing. Y'all definitely gonna get y'all feedback on that joint right there. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. We gonna go to the G right now. The G has been in the game. G has been in the game for a long time, and he definitely have a lot of knowledge behind him. The man resume is impeccable. G, what did you think about that track right there?
I mean, I like the track. I like the fact that, you know, he told the story with it. You know what I'm saying? I think is, you know, something that the youth, you know, would definitely, you know what I'm saying, feel. But the only thing that, you know, and don't take this as a negative, you know what I'm saying? It's like for me.
But any criticism is appreciated.
Yeah. It's just, you know, for me, coming from the era of hip-hop that I came from, because I came from the birth of hip-hop era, you know, it's playing more towards the positive. It's like he has too much of, you know, a lot of the negative sets. Like a lot of people, and I know a lot of people, you know, came from the street. I came from the street myself, but we have to graduate, you know, levitate past that. So it's just, you know, pushing more towards that positive image, you know what I'm saying? But I like it. I like the music. The delivery is nice, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, giving yourself versatility to take it beyond, you know what I'm saying, the street, that's all.
No, I appreciate that. I respect that.
Most definitely. It's all about getting that good feedback. Feedback is always great, and a lot of times when I end my show, I'll ask my guests, how did you enjoy the show? Is there anything that I can add to the show or take from it? So you definitely want to be able to get feedback on anything that you're doing. I was definitely feeling the beat on that, and you told a story, and unfortunately, it is a reality for a lot of the people out here, so... You know, it's a lot of times some things are good while they last, but, you know, you don't know how good it is until it's gone. And it's a shame. We say that all the time. You don't know how good it is until it's gone. You can have a good thing in front of your face and just look right past it. But I want to know what y'all think about this whole, you know, what does it take to have a strong team? That's what I want to know. That's my question tonight. Diva Mary Kay want to know, what does it take to have a strong team? And when you see one of your team members kind of slipping up or slipping through the cracks or whatever the case may be, it's hard to come. Like a lot of times when I say you can't teach somebody or tell a talk or nothing. Somebody that think they know everything, you can't tell them nothing. And it gets frustrating trying to talk to them and trying to tell them something that's good for the team. So I want to know from y'all. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. What does it take to have a strong team? We're going to go ahead and go to Brick City. We got Rock a Block live in the building with us. Rock a Block, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Okay. Welcome.
Rock a Block. Rock a Block, we got Local Thug live in the building. He is the artist that's being featured tonight on Frontline Fridays. Say, give a holler to him.
Shout out to Local Thug. What's up, man? What's there, man? Ain't nothing. Just staying prayed up.
Yeah, definitely stay prayed up. Rock a Block, what does it take to have a strong team? There's always going to be a weak link somewhere. But how do you keep your team strong, man?
Oh, man, communication, man. Communication and trust. Believe me, without communication and trust, and, of course, God,
and you can't keep your team strong. Y'all have to be on the same page. Everybody has to be motivated. Everybody has to be to believe in what y'all being a team for, and believe in the project, believe in what's going on. If everybody don't have that same belief, that same fire up under them, then it's just gonna all fall apart. One chain falls apart, and then that's how the rest goes.
You're definitely right about that. We appreciate your feedback on that situation. Let's go to the hotline, 314-683. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm calling from St. Louis, and my name is Majestic.
Majestic, what's going on? Welcome back to the show, brother. We just played that joint.
Big shout out to my boy, Local Thug. But I'm going to elaborate on what you just said. I think it takes, I'm from St. Louis, right? And I'm not even going to, talk bad about my city, but, it's a handful of people here that you can actually say that actually made it, just a handful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no unity. And like old boy said, it takes communication. Honestly, I think it takes loyalty. Because without loyalty, you can't get nowhere. Because it got to be like a commitment in between everybody to let you know, like, if we make it this far, then we're going to stick together. You know what I'm saying? That's how I think Dipset fell out, stuff like that. And I think that's what it takes. Like, honestly, communication and loyalty.
Honestly, you definitely right about that. That's a good one, loyalty and communication. One of the things that I want to add into that is participation.
Right.
You have to participate in what's going on with your team. And we all can't, say we all on a team, we all on a movement. That's why I love my Feed the Wolves family. No matter who getting success, no matter who album dropping, no matter who being featured here, we still support each other. We ain't got to be in each other's face all the time to support one another. We participating in this family, in this group. So, and another thing, when you say, like you said, loyalty, it's a commitment. If you tell somebody you love them, love means promise. So watch when you say love. Love, if I tell you I love you, that means I promise to love you. I promise to be there. I promise to support you through the goods and the bad. We ain't all perfect. We know we going to come with some flaws, but participating in the movement. Don't be feeling some type of way because we ain't put you as employee of the month on the wall. Give us a damn reason. And even if you did give us a reason and you still ain't up there, still participate anyway, because I think a lot of people want to be seen, but they don't want to send the work. They just want to be acknowledged. Because at the end of the day, Diva Mary Kay, I really don't want the fame. I just want the money and the respect, to tell you the truth. I don't need to be all out there.
That makes sense. Like, listen, if me and you on a team, right, and I turn around and I drop back and you don't catch me, then you ain't really on my team.
That's real shit.
You definitely, you can't let outsiders, another thing I want to say, outsiders. Don't be looking on the outside. Don't be listening to nobody else on the outside. You can hear them, but you know what I'm saying? You want to sit down and discuss this with your team. Because if somebody is getting your ear, and the reason why they're in your ear because they want to pull down your situation. But then we get to a certain point in our careers. We get a little fame. Oh, we got a couple of thousand hits on YouTube. Now we think we the shit. Wow. You so important now. Now you got a couple of hits on YouTube and you getting some downloads. Now it's like, you know who I am? Do you know my name? No, I still don't know your name. You still the same motherfucker that was chilling with me, Craig, and Day-Day. How about that? But we can't get our egos so big that we forget that we part of a team. It's too many. A lot of times it be too many Chiefs and no Indians. And that's why I want to give a big shout out to Damo right now. Damo got this joint called Sometimes, and I definitely want y'all to hear it. You're now tuned in live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Because sometimes I just want to drop, kick a couple people in the ass, man.
That's a song. This
is my joint right here. For sometimes, my G domination. Feed the Wolves. DJ Don DeMarco. Let's go. Let's ride out.
Tell me why the key. Why I'm here. It's hard dealing with these.
Fat show. The whole tornado game. Catch me, play three stacks, I see y'all.
I don't wanna live.
Hey, Flight, what it do? Elliot Cook, the whole South Side. Domination, feed the wall. Let's ride out.
My friends ain't my friends no more. Don't share the same ball we shared when we was kids no more. It ain't me, so my question's what's the deal with y'all? Love is love, so you say, but it ain't real at all. You sit back wondering when the kid gon' fall. Trying to break me down while I'm trying to build up more. Mama told me niggas got that undercover jealousy. I beat that case I had because I caught that other felony. But cheers to the bad guy, I'm not the one to chastise. Hating on me, something that I really wouldn't advise. God is above me, the devil is below me. I shower, brush my teeth, and pray the Lord protect the homie. Keep my family and my niggas safe as they go on their journeys. If that don't work, I got my gun and plus the best of Hermes. How it's free, so I learn to do my dirt all by my lonely. Couple niggas real, but trust me, all the rest of them is phony. Sometimes I don't wanna live no more, dear God. Tell me why the kid here for it's hard. Dealing with these snake ass folks, I'm just ready to fly away, ready to fly away. I don't wanna live no more.
Sometimes I feel like this, yo.
Tell me why the kid
here. I don't even wanna be here.
Dealing with these snake,
but I know I got a purpose.
I'm just ready to fly
away.
Ready to fly away.
It's 26 long hard years, I'm still struggling. This music biz ain't been shit. I'm still hustling. My kids growing out of their kicks. I need money in a hurry, but everybody tell me not to worry. I'm chasing dollar trend, my kids ain't going hungry. My daughter need a new bike, my son needs a new mic. Daddy need to grind, cause the rent is doing too nice.
I got
Daddy
you.
Gotta shine, regardless of whether you like it or not. I'm on the bottom, headed for the top. I've been patient, now I'm feeling all this fiction need to stop. It ain't about the north and south, or east and west. We the best, we gon' get our stand after that. Then you can keep the rest. One thing for on God, bro. Shout out to the chief ahead. Lost boys, elephant, blood scripts, whatever, man. Grind hard, get your dough, and stay away from nigga hoes. Bitch ass dudes that I hate to see a nigga
throw. I don't wanna live no more, dear God. Tell me why the kid here for it's hard. Dealing with these snake ass folks, I'm just ready to fly away, ready to fly away. I don't wanna live no more, dear God. Tell me why the kid here for it's hard. Dealing with these snake ass folks, I'm just ready to fly away, ready to fly away.
You know, sometimes I'll be ready to get away from these bitch ass niggas and bitch ass bitches that be doing foul shit, like front like they gangsters. You pop off on them or something, they call the cops on you and all that. I just be the case, man. They offered me 5 years, then 7 years. I was on $5,000 bail, $25,000 bail. Judge Wong. Fuck.
Local Club. Majestic.
What?
Here we go.
Tell my mama ride for mine, so roll up. You can tell that I am dying for mine, so hold up. If you're still thinking about trying, my guys, get hold up. Tell them roll up, got the game sold up. Tell them I'm gonna ride for mine, so roll up. You can tell that I am dying for mine, so hold up. If you're still thinking about trying, my guys, get hold up. So tell them roll up, got the game sold up.
Yeah, check it. Three big meats. What up, Larry Hoover? Surgeon shooter, they're like fucking removing a tumor. Majestic boy, I'm far from a damn lame. My gunner's favorite games is going long for that fucking name. See me, I get the dough. You ain't fucking with a beginner, you fucking with a pro. Run up with the phone, knocking at your door. Catch you in your hole, yin yang twins, homie, better get low. Hit up local thugs, tell them call Mikey T. Tell them what's good, homie. Know you beat them wolves, homie. But I'm laid back, listening to Maybach. Tell them I can't lose when a nigga spitting straight crack. X-pills, bad hoes, looking for that damn vibe. One false move and I send five in that fucking ride. They paying me homage, I wipe them out like it's Tommy. Tell them goons to confine ya like Osama Bin Laden. I'm a thug, bitch, murk you in your club, bitch. King Cash, get me right, play a part of that tonight.
Ride for mine, so roll up. You can tell that I am done.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. You already know what it's Frontlines Fridays. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. I definitely like that joint right there. I may not agree with all the content in the music, but I like the beat and I like your delivery. And my question to you too, Majestic, and you too, Local Thug, is first Local Thug, is it necessary, like, I know we make music and sometimes, like, we express our anger and our passion through music, but is music another way for you to get it out rather than popping a cap in somebody's ass?
Yeah.
What type of style, Local Thug, what type of style would you say that you have, and what does your music bring to the music industry? What does your, not even to the music industry, scratch that, what does your music do for hip hop? Local Thug?
I don't know. I think he left.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, sorry about that. Now I said I can answer that question, but I don't really want to sound like I'm too full of myself, so I'm going to be really careful with my words here. But honestly, a lot of the music in the mainstream radio release, I mean, there's underground people that's doing it, unsigned people that's doing it. I'm not even in the front. But, like, as far as, like, mainstream, what you hear on the major radio stations and the music video channel, I really don't feel like they're saying much. And now, like, I'm trying to bring it back, but to me, back is not the original roots, you know, Grandmaster Flash and all that. I'm talking about back Mobb Deep, you know, was it M.O.P., you know what I mean? Like, to me, you know, Onyx, that did Dr. Dre, Snoop, that's taking it back for me. That's what I grew up on. So, like, really, like, that's what I'm trying to go back to. But as far as, like, you know, like, putting words together and making sense and saying something. Now, as far as what I'm saying, whether this is something to be proud of or not, that's just me. You know, like, a lot of people, I'm the type of person, a lot of my friends, they can't bring me nowhere. You know what I mean? This is not just something that I feel like I'm expressing through my music. I'm just putting down what comes to my head, you know what I mean, in the catchiest way that I can put it down the sound, but, like, you know, like, when you bring me out to, like, a club or a bar or something like that, even if it's not no problem, even if it's not on no beef or nothing like that, I'm just an asshole, you know what I mean? People just don't like what I have to say to them, you know what I mean? Like, and a lot of the times, it's the right thing to say, you know what I'm saying? It's just the wrong way to say it. Like, let's say you got something on your face. Like, you don't want somebody to say you got something on your face, you know what I mean? But I'm going to be foul about it. I'm going to be like, yo, did somebody bust a nut on you in the bathroom, nigga? Like, what the fuck is that on the side of your lip instead of just telling you to wipe that mayonnaise off? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
You see, this is shit on top. Shut up, thug. You shut it up. You just shut up right now. Shut up. You know what? I'm telling you something. I'm going to mute your mic right now. I'm telling you something right now, local thug. Now, I got a contract, we get a contract, an agreement, and I take you somewhere and get some paper, and you act like a new nigga out there, I'm going to do like mama did back in the day, I'm going to take you in the bathroom and whoop your ass. Yes, I am. I'm going to whoop that ass. Your mic is still mute. I'm still talking. This is Beavis Mary Kay show. I'm going to whoop that ass so good that I'm going to taste it. You know how you taste the ass whooping? Now, you know. We're going to take you somewhere. Right now, I got to play a song for you, local thug. Because I didn't mean to get in your ass, but I only got in your ass because I love you and I believe in you and I know you can do a lot of brilliant things. And fucking with me, you're going to go a far way. Since you're going to be with Mary Kay, you're now tuning live to Beaver Spot Radio ENT. Let's get into this joint right here by New Brain. New Brain got this music right here. Then when I come back, genius, I got this spoken word for you. So let's get it, man.
I don't know why these people hating on me, because I'm living my dreams in this world trying to succeed. But if I believe I can conquer this beast, because it only takes one mind to change the world's beliefs. I don't know why these people hating on me, because I'm living my dream in this world trying to succeed. But if I believe I can conquer this beast, because it only takes one mind to change the world's beliefs. Cause it only takes one mind to change the world's beliefs. Cause it only takes one mind to change the world's beliefs.
I look around, but I see nobody to feel my body. I'm thinking, got it. Oh, why we so proudly? I understand. As soon as I leave, they say there's no peace. I went in these streets to try to make cheese. I'm asking him, please, deliver my cheese. We're feeling so down, a horrible sound. It's making me frown. Feel like I'm dying, feel like I'm drowned. Hope we find peace and happiness now. Whatever gonna happen, just gotta come down. Whatever gonna happen, it's happening now. Flipping and listening, citizens now. Feeling and living my life, I'm a child. Looking and seeing how life is so foul. Looking with Jesus, don't come out the clouds.
I don't know why these people hating on me, because I'm living my dreams in this world trying to succeed. But if I believe I can conquer this beast, because it only takes one mind to change the world's beliefs. I don't know why these people hating on me, because I'm living my dream in this world trying to succeed. But if I believe I can conquer this beast, because it only takes one mind to change the world's beliefs. Cause it only takes one mind to change the world's beliefs. Cause it only takes one mind to change the world's beliefs.
I don't know why people wanna hate me. They regret me just cause they think I should be the man that they really thought that I would be. Misery, insanity, it's plain to see. It's too much greed, not enough green. Too many G's trying to be OG's. Bringing the sins at the gate of me. Unhappy, so sad we
trying to cross over, never know the future. With Moses, with soldiers.
Soon as you older, it's colder. People that knew you don't know you. Or they just want to take over. Jesus, my bullies, my clovers. They do respect in the gutter.
This one is mad at each other. Unable, can't kill his brother. To say you pray for me, mother. I hear this growing.
My heart's at cross. Where every future thought I come across. Like no others, just to discover why I was brought to a world full of brothers, dusters, for monkeys and busters, searching and wonder, living life under the edge, thankful graces on my head, take heed to the words your warriors said, time ticking, bringing me closer to my deathbed, wish I had wings to fly instead, to get out this hellhole, rescue my soul, my anger burns, so the world stays cold, so around we go, to judge the soul, life's grand
show. I don't know why these people hating on me, because I'm living my dreams in this world trying to succeed. But
if I believe I can conquer this beast, because it only takes one mind to change the world's beliefs. I don't know why these people hating on me, because I'm living my dream in this world trying to succeed. But if I believe I can conquer this beast, because it only takes one mind to change the world's beliefs, because it only takes one mind to change the world's beliefs.
It only takes one mind to change your world and believe, man. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I got the Grinder live in the building with me. Local Thug, man. I got Genius live in the building with me. Don't forget about that Majestic Situation all up in the building with us. Also, we got Rocker Block live in the building with us. We come to the end of the hour. I have to say, Local Thug, thank you for coming through. You know, showing some love, Local Thug. Local Thug, tell them how they can get in contact with you for collabos.
I'm sorry, my phone was cutting up. Can you say it one more time?
I said, I tell them how they can. First, I thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank you.
We ringing. That's Rocker Block ringing. But how can I get in contact with you for collabos?
You got my Gmail.
You put it out there, baby. This is a power. This is a show. We got
40. Oh, so you was asking me. My fault. All right, so yeah, anybody want to contact me? It's localthug@gmail.com. Local, L-O-C-A-L, thug, T-H-O-U-G, @gmail.com.
That's definitely what it is. You want to get some shout-outs before I get into this spoken word for Genius?
Yeah, I want to shout out, as I always do, first, Diva Mary Kay for doing what she does like nobody else. I want to shout out Mikey T, the whole Feed the Wolves movement, the whole 134, Queen Southside, the Grizz Gang, Greatest Rappers in the Street, Lost Boys. I want to shout out Southside Drama, who had his birthday and a little performance last night, did his thing. And my man F Dot, Ray Nuns, Bars, many others. You know, if I forgot about you this time, I'll remember you next time. And once again, let me end it off with a shout out to Diva Mary Kay, because that's who does it.
That's what it is, and we definitely appreciate that. Genius, I got this spoken word for you right here. I want you to hear it. It's by Crosswords. I know you've seen it on Facebook, but he got this Dre right here called A Child's Place, and I want to get into it. This is hot. Check it out. You too, Rocker Block. Check it out.
My mama always said that a child should stay at the child's place. But in today's world, I pose this question. What is a child's place? Is it in the home where mommy is 15 years older than baby and daddy is MIA? And grandma, 15 years older than mommy, is filling the shoes of a doctor who became a soldier in the streets, not fighting for a cause, but fighting just because he knows no other way to survive. And by the age of 5, baby begins crip walking and recycling lines with ill-gotten gains in a culture that began a long journey when Fred and Barney started breakdancing in the booty temple. It's a child's place into music, used to escape the violence of their own environment, but it's the violence of their own environment that feeds the music. Money holes and clothes replacing beats and rhymes as a form of self-expression, making today's lessons an old adage commonly used among rebels, live fast and die young. Long gone are the days of cyphers and beatboxing at the round table, battling for the rep of the best MC, because now they battle for the rep of the OG, carrying nines and selling dimes. At the end of the day, all they have to show for it is sneaker money.
Yeah, for a year.
It's a child's place in the street, where hot peas and butter was the norm, and if you got caught in the game of hide and seek, the worst that you could be was it. Now hide and seek is survival skill, and the man who's it has his block cocked, and if you're caught, it could be in the back of the head. So a child's place must be in the school, where the parents blame the teachers, who blame the principals, who blame the school board, who blame the politicians, who blame loss of funding, and everybody's losing sight of the fact that Johnny still can't read, and neither can his sister. Auditorium seat filled with mommies and daddies watching fifth grade remakes of Porgy and Bess find themselves empty during PTA meetings. So a child's place is in the journey. The journey to adulthood that starts as an infant and before innocence is lost. The journey where the first step is a monumental achievement down Sesame Street and across Reading Rainbow. Where a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a cold glass of milk is the best thing that you've ever tasted. Where falling down only means getting back up. If you cross your fingers, you can't catch the cootie. Where selling lunch tickets is a hustle. Now it has come 9 in a pack. There's joy in that journey. life is not wasted on the young. That's why we call it youth. And if you wasted yours, know that you can't go back again. So now it's time to teach somebody and reach somebody, and maybe you can save a life the same way that somebody saved yours. But don't get it twisted. It's the difference between a star and a hero. Me, I'm neither. I am a poet, because stars shine in the sky, and a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich. So next time you cross a child's path, share your strength, share your hope, share your experience. And maybe that child can find their place.
Snap your fingers, y'all. Snap your fingers. How you like that, Genius?
I thought that was smooth, and listening to, you know, what he was saying, as well as the melody in the background, it almost made me feel like, you know, I was listening to Curtis Mayfield. Yeah, man. That's deep, and I like to hear stuff like that. That's something. I mean, of course, you know, me being a positive person, I definitely feel anybody that's spreading something positive. You know, I definitely, you know, I hope the brother goes far. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that people grasp the message that, you know, he was speaking about.
Most definitely, most definitely. Rocker Block, what did you think about that? Because we about to get out of here.
Okay, real quick, you know, I'll be honest with you, in the beginning it was kind of shaky. I couldn't really hear it. But when it did clear up, I felt like I was in Madagascar mixed with Def Jam and poetry. But it was real nice what he was saying, and you know, it was deep, and it sounded like he put a lot of thought into it, so I liked it.
That's definitely what's up. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays. Y'all make sure y'all tune in with me tomorrow to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. We're going to show you how to step your game up with a professional. Professional is coming through. I ain't going to give away the secret. But if you want to know how you step your game up on a professional level, tune in tomorrow with me at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm out of here, y'all.
Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay.